doing podcast stuff.
Oh my God.
Damn.
That is the highest energy show we have seen all fucking year.
That was goddamn amazing.
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
Woo! We just saw Shuta Scotti and Snotty Nose Rez Kids at the Echo in, I don't know, Echo Park, Silver Lake, Hollywood.
That's Here Be Dragons.
Yeah, this is Here Be Dragons to Batman. Oh my God.
Damn.
Or should I say, oh my creator. Oh, wow. That was...
So
we should actually say something other than wow.
Yeah. So opening up Shuta Scotti, you'll have to look up the spelling of that because it is we had to look up and listen to the actual pronunciation of it several times just to make sure we had it right.
Because we're not assholes.
Because yeah, and it is not anywhere near English.
Well, it comes with X's because it's that sort of yeah. Anyway, I thought he was pretty good.
He was very good. He was not necessarily my cup of tea in styling. Definitely, you know, rap, hip-hop artist, but a lot of his stuff was definitely not hard.
Yeah. And in fact, his DJ was playing keyboards behind
his
a bunch
DJ
of his stuff.
Slash additional vocalist slash keyboard player.
Yeah.
Originally, I just thought he had his computer there, and I thought he had, like, a MIDI pad and triggers and stuff. I'm like, why are you, like, got a guy doing, like, MIDI trigger mixing stuff behind this? Okay, but then I stood up later, and I realized, like, oh, no, he's actually playing the keyboard. I thought that was all tracks.
Yeah, no.
And my man can sing, too.
Yeah.
But if nothing else, great message
on
his music. His music is good. He's... A lot of it is different. He's doing, you know, rap and things over
melodic
a lot of times
keyboards.
Melodic piano.
Yeah.
And there's some interesting different instruments in the back that then has a beat going.
Yeah. But not everything has a beat going either.
Yeah, not everything did. So some of his were just kind of melodic piano and he's, you know, rapping over it. And it was good.
Yeah.
Just not quite my cup of tea.
And his message was very, you know, land rights, this is your home, the future of, you know, our people, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. He did a number of his songs in Spanish as well.
Yes.
I believe his background is half somewhere in Mexico. I forgot it. He said it during the thing, during his set sometime or another, but I didn't remember what it was. But yeah, no, he was really good.
He was very good. And, DJ Hookum is touring with Snotty Nose Rez Kids again, which makes me thrilled. I love them so much.
Awesome. Their opener for the show is awesome.
Yeah. Once again, it was Iron Man done. Extra.
Yeah, mixed into like almost dubstep stuff, and yeah, they mix a bunch of, you know, rock and hip hop and, you know, R&B stuff all together.
And there wasn't even an Eagles song.
Yeah, some Eagles.
Yeah.
Find them, follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
They play all stuff. They probably have a Twitch stream somewhere. If I'm not mistaken.
I believe they do. I know that I follow them on Insta. I'll put the links in the write-up on this. So.
But yeah, they play shows. They're touring with Daniel's Reds Kids.
They also do a bunch of fashion stuff.
Yeah.
And they're very woman-forward and non-binary-forward. A lot of their own stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, they both play and sell at powwows and things like that. Yeah. All over the North America for the most part.
Yeah.
But yes.
Okay, so.
We're not expecting to see them here necessarily.
It was very exciting.
And I saw him in the crowd earlier. I was like, wait a minute. And yeah, they were doing the backups for Snotty Nose Rez Kids.
Yeah.
And who were having.
Oh my God.
They were having a show.
They were on. So on.
They were riding the energy of the crowd.
And the energy of the crowd was insane.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was fantastic.
This is literally the highest powered show we've seen this year.
And I mean, we've talked about their music and stuff before. They were on. Their energy was just to 12.
Yeah.
And I'm not generally a huge fan of rap and hip hop. That's just a thing, you know? It's not necessary for me. But their music
so good.
Is so good. They, all of their songs are real.
Yeah.
It's either a message and like looking at, you know, freedom and, you know, this is our land and take care of it. And this is our past and our culture, and we're taking that culture and passing it forward and keeping this community going, as well as just being, you know, real, like the song of, you know, I just got paid today, bitch, we're going shopping.
Yes, I love that one.
It's a great song. It's catchy. It's good. And it's just like, yeah, no, bitch, I got paid. We're going shopping.
Yeah. So, yes, I am very happy that I insisted on coming to this show. I was going to be here by myself.
Yeah.
But Batman turned out not having to work.
So. I almost had work, and then I didn't have work, so I bought a ticket. And
yeah.
Then I had to figure out how to actually get in, because my Ticketmaster wouldn't accept my password, and I reset the password, and then it worked, and then I logged into my Ticketmaster, and it said, see your upcoming shows, and it said, there's nothing here. And I went back and checked the email and clicked the button that says, see your tickets. And they said, there's nothing.
This is all happening in the lobby of the club, just so we're clear.
Yeah. Luckily, there was not a big line or anything. Twisted Cat had already gone in and said, yeah, go ahead on in. Find seating wherever you can, and I'll hopefully get there eventually. But yeah, dude had to look it up on the computer and then send me a text with stuff. And
it was crazy.
Yeah. But so, I got in, and it was awesome.
This was so good. I'm glad I had caffeine today.
Yeah. find them, listen to them, see them live. Find them somewhere, just give them a hug and a fist bump, because they are, I can guarantee you right now that they are in there over at their merch booth, like shaking hands and fist bumping people and...
Yeah.
You know, riding high on life right now. They are one of those groups that is not like, oh, we're done with our set, we're gonna, you know, clean up and do stuff and then go home. Like,
no.
Their music is all about their community.
Yeah.
And straight up, their community comes out to their shows.
Yeah, this was a sold out show. Amusingly, so the Echo is right above the Echoplex, which is a larger club. It just cracked me up because I hate Bad Flower so much. So Bad Flower is playing the Echoplex tonight. Snotty Nose Red's Kids are playing the Echo. Snotty Nose Red's Kids sold out. Bad Flower did not. And I'm just saying, you know, it's a commentary.
Sure.
But yeah, no, every time both times we've seen them, you know, their community comes out.
There are always a bunch of indigenous peoples at their shows.
Oh man, can I talk about this jacket for just a minute?
Yeah.
So there was so much like art clothing, right? And this one gentleman had an adaptation of Burke Girl with a Pearl Earring on the back of his jean jacket, but it was a native adaptation and it was so good.
Yeah, it was a jean vest at this point because it was sleeveless.
Right, okay.
And he had, the shoulders were all like woven textiles sewn in and embroidered on. The painting on the back was a native inspired readaptation of the Girl with the Pearl Earring. And sadly, they left before the end because I just wanted to compliment that dude on the art on his vest.
That was so awesome. Yeah, there was a lot of really, really cool art clothing.
Yeah.
But that, I think, was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. We have another show in 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. There's going to be another one. These are all going to get posted eventually, probably sometime in December.
I'm spacing them out a little bit. So, Sisters of Mercy just got posted. So, Yeah, so
coming up in 2 days.
Seether and the warning again. And a couple of other artists that I don't care about.
We might care about them. I don't know.
I don't remember who they are. Let's put it that way. And then Sunday, Breaking Benjamin. Breaking Benjamin.
And somebody else.
Daughtry and Stain. Yeah, they're co-headlining with Stain, so I don't know. But Breaking Benjamin. I mean, like, this is one of the only reasons I will go see Stained. So very exciting. Oh, if this gets posted before the pre-sale goes on, Disturbed just announced a new tour, and on the East Coast, y'all fuckers get
3 days grace.
3 days grace, and who was the other one? Oh, it was also good.
Nothing More is out here.
Yeah, no, Nothing More and Daughtry is out here, but it's 3 days grace and somebody on the East Coast. Then I liked both of them.
Yeah, I don't remember who the other one was.
I don't either. 3 days pre-sale grace is next week. Go to the show. Buy me a ticket.
I am sad because 3 Days Grace is not playing on the West Coast.
Right.
Adam Gontier, their original singer, has rejoined the band.
It's so exciting.
So they now have two lead vocalists.
Both of whom are good.
And both of them are good. And I'm just hoping, like, ooh, come on, harmonies, harmonies, harmonies.
Yay.
Give me some good rock harmony.
Maybe we'll win the lottery and we can fly to, like, Chicago and see the show.
That sounds like a horrible plan.
Denver?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
I like Denver. The food in the airport at Denver is really good.
It is. But that's neither here nor there. That's in Denver.
All right. Anyway, I'm Interested Cat.
I'm Batman.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!